Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited today the heavily armed demilitarized zone, or DMZ, dividing North and South Korea. He is on the second leg of an Asia tour, which also took him to Japan, where he said it is clear that a different approach is required after 20 years of failed diplomatic efforts to prevent North Korea from having nuclear weapons. White House continuing to stand by President Trump's insistence that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his phones at Trump Tower in New York City during last year's presidential campaign. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer quoted Fox News coverage suggesting that Britain's government communications headquarters might be implicated in the alleged wiretapping.
Last on Fox News on March 14th, Judge Andrew Napolitano made the following statement, quote, three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ.
The top two members of the Senate Intelligence Committee here in Washington released a statement declaring that there is no indication that Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance, in their words, by the U.S. government before or after the 2016 election. A White House spokesman has confirmed the Trump administration plans to appeal rulings from two federal judges blocking the president's revised travel ban on people from six Muslim-majority countries. The Trump administration says the travel order is necessary to protect the country from the threat of terrorism. Mr. Trump said the court's ruling makes the U.S. look weak. This is VOA News.